Yeah, let's do it. What you need to know, being brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times. Less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Lindsay Baseball standing by. What do we need to know?
Well, what you need to know right now is that gas, we all know, is crazy expensive. But drivers can fill up their tank today at a much cheaper price. $19.85 cheap. Try 91 cents per gallon.
Where's this at?
So it's a mock gas station which took over the mobile at 6301 Santa Monica Boulevard in Hollywood. And it's part of a publicity stunt put on by NBC Universal for its reboot of Quantum Leap. The show's it's about a physicist who jumps through time, inhabiting the bodies of different people throughout history and changing the past along the way. Greg was actually telling me about the show earlier today.
Did you not know the original show with Scott Bakula?
No.
Yeah.
He said it's a reboot. He said he was watching the original one, and I guess they're filming, or the new one came out today.
Yeah, the new one is coming out. I saw all the commercials on NBC when I was watching the football game the other day.
Okay, so yeah. Well, the 91-cent gas is supposed to be available just today until 7 p.m. or until supplies last. So if you go there and they're out, it's because they ran out. So I'm just trying to, you know.
Did you like that show? I liked that show when I was a kid.
I know the show, but I never really watched the show.
Yeah.
But speaking of gas prices, so 91 cents is what they were selling gas for there today?
Yeah, because that's the price it was in 1985.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Gas prices recently have taken like another spike up. Have you guys all noticed that?
Really?
Yeah.
I have not.
Yeah.
I mean,
Mr. Electric Car over here.
Sorry.
Right.
He's like, well, I just didn't know.
Right. No, I've got my car plugged in downstairs here. So gas prices they took a jump up, and I saw it on one of the news reports that it, I don't know, maybe 20 cents in like the last week, to the point where I went to Costco to get gas, and I was like, yes, gas is under $5. It was like $4.99, and I thought that was like really cool. Today I went to Costco to get gas, and I want to say it was like $5.30 a gallon, I think. So we had that huge spike, and it was super expensive, and then gas prices came down, and then they spiked up again. So I would have loved to have known about this Quantum Leap 1985, 91 cents per gallon gas station.
I was first driving, and maybe I'm wrong, but when I was first driving, I remember gas, and I'm 16 years old, right? So that was probably like 1994-ish, 5-ish. Three-ish maybe. 94, whatever. Anyway, in that mid to early 90s, I remember gas being like $1.25.
Dude, I remember being a kid. My father owned a gas station,
a
Texaco gas station.
Right.
We lived in Denver for about 2 years of my life. My dad had a gas station, and this was like right around like the Iran hostage situation in the late
70s. I thought you were going to talk about the Iron Sheik or
something. No, Iran number one, poor USA.
Yeah.
And gas was like 25 cents.
Yeah.
And then it went up to like 50 cents. And there were lines and lines and lines from people that were just trying to get gas.
Yeah.
And again, because my dad was in the gas station biz when I was a kid, I remember like the gas prices being well under a dollar, then getting to a dollar, then $2. Now we're at almost $6 a gallon.
Yeah, people in Europe are like, dude, hold my beer. I've been here for a decade. Yeah. What are you talking about?
When I started driving, I remember gas being like around $1.80 something, and it was such a huge deal when it went over $2. Everyone was freaking out.
Back in the day, I'm telling you, because I used to work at the gas station, most people paid in cash back then.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, so, I mean, because credit cards was a pain in the ass.
Well,
you had to do the
swipe the credit card.
Yeah, on that
carbon
plastic
paper
thing. Yeah, the carbon paper.
Right, and then you'd have to like give them a copy, and then throw out the carbon paper, and then put the receipt in.
What a mess!
And we used to have not a cash register, but a cash drawer, that I had a key to, and I have to open it up and put the cash in there. Like, you couldn't have a cash drawer now at a gas station.
Yeah.
You know, back then, we never even thought twice about it.
When I was a kid growing up, my parents, when we lived in New York, before I moved to South Florida when I was six, they used to have a convenience store. And I remember one day I was like, you know, and back then it was like, I don't know, bubble gum for like 25 cents or whatever. And I remember one day I was standing there and my dad was like, dude, you just gave away a bunch of bubble gum for like, you know, like half price. What the hell? Because, you know, other kids would go in there and be like, oh, this kid's like 5 years old. He doesn't know how much money he's supposed to get.
Yeah, dude, we used to, I would go out. First of all, we would do full service.
Yeah.
You know, so like people would come in. I'd hear the bell ring, bing, bing. I'd go out there. I'd pump their gas. I'd ask them if they want me to check the air in their tires. Do they want me to check their oil? Sometimes people needed oil, so I'd have to like stick a little thing into a can of WD. No, not WD. 10W30 or 40. Pour it in. I actually got my hands dirty back then. I was on the verge of becoming a real man.
A man's man.
On the verge. I was getting close.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Lynn.
I was just going to ask. So do you know how to change oil, like a car's oil now?
I've done it once.
So if you said to me, "Hey, go change my oil,"
I wouldn't say that. I'd be like, "Hey, King, do you think that maybe you could possibly change my oil?"
No.
If you gave me a little bit of time to figure it out, I feel like I could still pull it off. Be nice if I had like one of those things where if you pulled in and I could lift it up on a rack.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And if I had like really cool tools.
You always watch on YouTube.
That's probably
true. You know, to learn.
Yeah, that's true. You can just do anything on YouTube now. Or TikTok.
Yeah, I feel like I've been getting a lot of notifications on TikTok recently about like people sending me messages and new followers.
I still haven't done anything on TikTok.
I'm giving you zero content on TikTok. I got nothing.
We got to figure it out. We got to do something better. We got to do something on TikTok.
Maybe the thing we were talking about earlier should happen on TikTok.
Well, I think they want that on YouTube, this thing that we're going to unveil during the basketball season.
Maybe we do it on TikTok and then put it on YouTube.
Yeah, I think Tommy already has an idea. I'm not messing with Tommy.
You're not, huh?
No. Yeah. There's a lot of people I mess with around here. Tommy's not one of them.
You don't mess with him?
Nope.
Why not?
I like Tommy.
Oh, so then everybody else that you mess with, you don't?
Maybe.
All right, just want to make sure.
Yeah. So that is what you need to know, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are.
Because everybody else is listening right now going, he messes with me all the time. That must mean he doesn't like me. He said he likes Tommy, so he doesn't mess with him.
I like to keep people on their toes, as you've noticed.
I do know.
Yeah. So anyhow, the Chargers, I wanted to get back to them real quick, because Fat Jack's going to join us. You know, Fat Jack was 3-1 on his free picks yesterday.
Dude, Last week. Fat Jack last week, though.
The free picks that he gave on the air.
Right, but overall.
He was 8-1.
Yeah, Fat Jack sent me a text. I want to say it was like Monday morning.
Because I'm tracking his website now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he sends me this text, and he said something like, he said, hey man, he goes, did you see my picks this weekend? He said, I went 8-1 on Saturday, had a huge week.
Yeah.
So, listen, I got to say it like this. If you don't do the homework yourself, you know, and you just follow a handicapper, 8-1
is pretty damn good.
Well,
3-1 on freebies that he gave you on the air. Because, you know, he was like 2-3 like before that, and people were starting to like, he's not giving us good picks.
That, and he also picked the Rams to win against Buffalo.
Right, and I told him about that people were complaining. He's like, well, you know, that's like, you know, the mall, and you know, when they're giving the free samples, or Costco, and you're getting upset about it. And then he was like, all right, fine. Hold my beer, and then gave you a 3-1 freebie week. So he's going to join us in a couple minutes. But the Chargers are winning 10-7 right now. And I think you spooked Brandon Staley. He's like punting on 4th and short. What happened here?
Earlier in this game, there was like a 4th and inches, and they picked it up really easily because Justin Herbert had a quarterback sneak, no problem.
Yeah.
The Chargers had this lead of 10-0.
Yeah.
And then Mahomes said, okay, wait a second, hold on. Before things get out of control here, I better do something. Mahomes threw an interception, but on the play, there was a pass interference call.
Yeah, which was kind of bull.
I don't know about that. Anyway, regardless.
Yeah.
So then Mahomes winds up leading a touchdown, but which if you're not watching the game right now, some of you guys are probably watching the game and hanging out with us, which is great. But what Mahomes did on this touchdown pass,
it was incredible.
This is going to be one of those plays where you're going to see it for the rest of his career. And there's been a lot of these kinds of plays. But he's rolling to his right. He's buying time. He's almost being tackled. He's rolling. He's looking. He's rolling. And then sidearms it, but it wasn't just the arm angle, which, by the way, he's throwing it as he's moving to his right and he's throwing it to his left, but he throws it in this window where defenders have their hands up and they're trying to swat it out of the air.
Yeah.
It was.
It's just the arm angle is insane.
Incredible. Just vintage Mahomes.
Incredible.
Phenomenal. And ridiculous.
That too.
Yeah. Tell you what, though, the Chargers, their defense, give them credit. I mean, they have rebuilt this defense. They've added a ton of talent.
Dude, they're stacked on defense.
And they have created a lot of pressure already for Mahomes in this game.
So the over-under was 54. I took the under on this one today. I told Lindsay earlier. And then you asked me the question about why you think it'll go under, and I said, why you thought it was 54, right? Is that what you asked me? Why I thought it was 54? Because I said people don't like to bet unders, especially at the beginning of the season. Nobody likes to root to not score when they watch a game.
Boo. Yeah,
but you also have these two quarterbacks, you have these two offenses, and even though the Chargers don't have Keenan Allen, who, by the way, has been a Chiefs killer in his career, frankly, you figure 54, like, if you would have asked me, like, just your initial thought, I'd go, oh, this is going way over 54. Because I figure this is a 31-28 game, you know?
I always feel like that when it's that, it seems that easy, it's usually the other way.
Well, Mahomes is down by three with 7 minutes to go in the second quarter, seven and change. And he's...
He's completed a 9-yard pass to Mecole Hardman.
He's heating up. He is absolutely heating up.
He's on fire!
Here comes Mahomes.
They should have Kevin Harlan do NBA like a new version of NBA Jams.
NBA Jams.
Remember that old school NBA Jams game? It was like the that 2-on-2 video game?
Yeah. Well, he does the current one, doesn't he?
He also does that, right? Yeah. He does NBA 2K. But they should make him do that one, too. Yeah, I love... I haven't played NBA 2K in a while, but I love it because it's Kevin Harlan, for sure.
So. Charger defense, listen, again.
They're good. And the Chiefs defense has been good. They took care of business against the Cardinals.
I'm the hater, but I can acknowledge that they have spent a ton of money and revamped this defense.
Yeah. Hey, Fat Jack is going to join us. We're going to find out if he can keep this 3-1 streak with the freebies rolling. 8-1 on Saturday alone. Like, the man is on fire. I'm tracking his picks on his website. So, we're not going to BS you around here. If he's playing... If he's giving you crappy picks, like the first 2 weeks,
his picks.
I'm going to now.
Yeah, really. After 8-1, why not?
But I called him out. Remember last week? I'm like, yo, people are not thrilled with your freebies, and he's like, well, you know, whatever. But I'm giving you the real stuff. So he's going to join us in 2 minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I love that he threw in an Ireland. Let me play this for you guys.
Just watching this Thursday night football game, dude, and they just showed a picture of a video. Not surprising, right? I mean, Amazon now has the games, so they've got Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL, sitting with Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
Now Bezos, you know, famously, I say, because he's so rich and famous, was having marital issues, got divorced.
Yeah.
Now there's this hottie sitting right next to Bezos, and on the other side of Goodell. My former college football teammate.
Isn't Bezos' new wife or whatever, isn't that Tony Gonzalez's ex-wife?
Yes, his girlfriend.
No way.
Yes.
You're kidding
me.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, how bizarre. And then Curtis Martin.
Yeah.
Curtis Martin sitting right next to...
you didn't play with
him. Yeah, absolutely.
You did?
Not only played with him, dude. Oh, I'll tell you stories like...
Really?
Crazy
Curtis
stories.
Martin?
Yeah.
I didn't realize you were that young.
Yes. Yes, I'm that young. you should have said it the other way. You didn't realize he was that old.
Oh. Yeah, I guess.
Yes, I'm that young.
I guess I could have
said
that.
And good looking.
Yeah. Well, that's also debatable. Fat Jack is on with us now. I mean, Jack, you've seen him up close. I mean, are you surprised he played with Curtis Martin? I feel like Curtis Martin is a lot younger than him.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard. Age is a weird thing when you get above 35, so I'm not going to judge it. I mean, you know, he's holding it together nicely, it sounds like. So.
There you go. There you go.
Thank you, Fat Jack.
Our guy, Fat Jack, fatjacksports.com, at Fat Jack Sports on Twitter. Now, listen, last week you came on, and you had an incredible week on an incredible Saturday, I saw that, 8-1. And then, but, you know, when you came on last week, I told you that people were bemoaning the fact that you were 2-3 or whatever on the freebie picks, and you had the greatest line. You said, look, that's like complaining about the free samples at Costco. Now, despite that, you went and went on a tear. Even with your free picks, you were 3-1 this last week. So, congratulations on that, and of course, the bigger congratulations on the big picture as well.
Yeah, the samples were good last week, and so were the paid selections also. If you go to the website and click on the results tab at FatJackSports.com, every play that everybody gets is posted there, including the 8-1 from last Saturday. Everybody won. And right, actually, you go right now, you'll see what we have tonight. I mean, you don't even have to wait. If you want to bet it in game, just go to FatJackSports.com, click on results. You'll see exactly who we have going right now. So 100% transparent and actually deep into profit. UFC went 4-1 on Saturday also. So and actually, free bases are 5-1 as well. I've got the Astros for free tonight, minus a 1.5. So look, that does not look good, but it's free and people are deep into profit. And I'm excited about this weekend too. This is that overreaction week where everybody starts freaking out because they saw something happen last week and they're sure that's going to happen the entire year.
Well, I agree. And I always feel like I tend to try to fade the public in general. That's just kind of like a, you know, maybe not a golden rule, but I always look for those opportunities. Like tonight, I went with the under of 54 because I felt like everybody was like lined up for a Mahomes Herbert, like, you know, gunslinger opportunity. And I'm like, nah, those defenses are pretty damn good. So fingers crossed right now, I'm looking pretty good on that.
I have under also. You'll see it on the website. But I will tell you, Vance Joseph should be fired. I mean, that's why this total was so high. I don't know what Arizona was. They're running single high safety, and they're blitzing Patrick Mahomes half the time. Now, if every team does that against Mahomes, then, of course, the Chargers are not doing that. They're running two highs, two safeties that I cover too. And they're not going to blitz but about 20% of the time, which is what the league average is. But if everybody does what Vance Joseph decided to do last week, then Kansas City's winning the Super Bowl, and they're going to – it's not even going to be close. They're going to go undefeated because you can't blitz him half the time, and you certainly can't allow all that room in the secondary with only one high safety. So – I don't know what he was thinking, but the Chargers are doing a much better job of limiting his offense, but that inflated that total. Also, guys, keep in mind, last year, of the 14 teams that made the playoffs last year, 9 of them lost their first game of the year. So let's not just put the Bears into the Super Bowl just yet. I mean, 9 of the 14 that made the playoffs lost last year. These teams will lose early and then come back to what you expect more from them as we head into week 2, 3, and 4.
Yeah, that's because the Bears are who we thought they were.
Yeah.
If you want to crown them, then crown their ass.
They're good in the water. Water polo breaks out. They're going to be just fine.
Hey, Fat Jack, let's go back now to what George was saying. 3-1 on the free picks, 8-1 on Saturday. So I want to start off by asking, what do you want to tell everybody about college football? Because last week was a crazy week of upsets, especially the way the Sun Belt Conference came up huge against big-name brands.
Yeah.
So give us a little something about what you're thinking about this Saturday for college football.
Yeah, a lot of times it's who you don't play, where you don't put your money. I mean, I didn't have Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, Clemson, A&M, Oklahoma, Notre Dame, which were all the public plays that all lost. I mean, some of the games were not sexy to watch. I mean, I got a little bit lucky, too. BYU won in overtime. Texas Tech won late. Notre Dame under. Tulsa over. So this week, it's easier to find those obscure games because, honestly, that's about what all there is. There's very few kind of marquee matchup this week. I mean, you look at Miami, Texas A&M, obviously. Syracuse, Purdue is. But you've got to find spots, especially in college football, where the general public either doesn't care and Vegas hasn't caught up to the number yet, or you've got to know why the public's doing one thing when something else. I'll give you an example. Oh, Oklahoma's going to Nebraska. We don't know what this OU team is. All right, this OU team was 3-0 at halftime against Kent State. Their offense is just okay. They're not running it very well, and they're not stopping the run, which is a bigger problem. Now, Nebraska's obviously a dumpster fire. They fire Scott Frost, but what we get in this, when you fire a head coach, we call it this interim coach bump. Actually, Evan Cohen, who knows nothing about gambling, invented that term and decided to ride it all the way to the poorhouse. But in general, you can interim coach bump 1 week in college football, and it hits about 62% of the time over the last 6 or 7 years. And so look for Nebraska to circle the wagons here against a vulnerable Oklahoma team. I don't think OU is going to lose necessarily, but there's a lot of room in there to cover that number, especially when they're playing in Lincoln. Nebraska also 4-1 against the spread, their last 5 in the series when Oklahoma travels to Nebraska. Another one, when you signed up preseason, you got my win totals for the year. I gave over Kansas 2.5 wins, and I gave under 8.5 wins for Houston. If Kansas happens, and by the way, Kansas won straight up at West Virginia, was one of my plays last week.
Yeah.
But if Kansas goes and beats Houston, I'm going to cash both of those season-long win totals in the same week because Kansas is, they still haven't caught up with what Lipos is doing there. I'm not sure they get it done here, but that game should be closer than most people believe also. Kansas has covered 5 in a row, and this is a dangerous team, especially defensively. They're bringing it pretty, you know, not they're not win the Big 12 or anything like that, but they are definitely going to sneak up some on some people and fly over the 2.5 win total.
Now we asked you this, and of course, Fat Jack is joining us. You can follow him on Twitter, at Fat Jack Sports. Go to his website, fatjacksports.com. So, last week, you know, and you don't have to make a pick on this, but we talked about this. You're very familiar with Lincoln Riley from your neck of the woods. And, you know, Stanford, we didn't know what they were. What did you make of that particular contest, and did you glean anything off of that contest?
Here's what I think. I think Lincoln Riley, I compare it to a dance. You go on Dancing with the Star, a dance competition. He is a really good disco dancer, all right? But he's having trouble teaching people how to square dance. And that means he's good at offense. He's going to get a good offensive team out there. There's going to be a learning curve with all of the opponents that face them, at least this first year. But defensively, he has proven to this point that he has trouble hiring a staff that can coach defensive football to be able to compete with the SEC. So nothing has surprised me with what Lincoln Riley's done. He got a bunch of transfers in the portal, including most of Oklahoma's skill players. They are going to be very good because schematically he's one of the best offensive minds in the business, for sure, really at any level. So I expect them to run through a lot of the Pac-12 based simply on what they're doing on one side of the ball. Now, if they happen to make it undefeated and get in the playoffs, I'll put my money on the SEC just like I did against Oklahoma when Oklahoma was getting there with the subpar defense. But I think they probably win again this week and cover because Fresno's not going to sneak up on – I mean, they're not going to offensively overwhelm anybody. And most defenses, you can't simulate what he does in practice. I've watched it firsthand. I used to live 3 doors down from where he lived. I mean, I know him really well, knows offense really well. They are Pac-12 teams and teams out on the West Coast can have a lot of trouble stopping his offense at least for a year or so.
Hey, Fat Jack, before we get to the NFL, and we're going to try and hustle up here, I mentioned the Sun Belt Conference and the huge wins they had last week, Georgia Southern, Marshall, and Appalachian State. South Alabama at UCLA, another Sun Belt team. You got anything on this game?
Yeah, you hate to put a conference in some type of union or something where they all are going to do well against the, you know, they're all going to go start knocking teams off. But this is a bad spot for UCLA. South Alabama's not going to sneak up on anybody. They're game. They go with undersized player. They have chips on their shoulder. So I think this game is very close also. I'm not saying UCLA is going to lose it necessarily. But, and by the way, good seats still remaining if you want to go to that game on Saturday. But yeah, South Alabama, I think they keep this game close. This team doesn't care. They will show up, not be overwhelmed by the environment. I think they do put a little bit of a scare in UCLA on Saturday.
Now, Jack, in the NFL, before we let you go, what sticks out to you there?
Yeah, remember that teams will regress back to where they were. Look at the Rams. I think this TV show that runs nationwide, I talk about them specifically. Double-digit favorites in the NFL, they have, over since 2014, have covered about 60% of the time, and those particular games go under about 60% of the time. Look for the Rams to rebound in a big way. Atlanta put up a game fight against New Orleans, but the Rams turned the ball over 3 times, and it does matter that Stafford and most of the skill players didn't play any of the preseason. It's not right, but they don't, and so there's going to be some kinks. They only turned the ball over 3 times or more, 4 times all of last year. They're going to button that up. I think they blow out Atlanta on Sunday. And then other teams that scored a lot of points in week 1 we know are not going to do that full-time. Teams like Washington, like Detroit, scored 28, 35 points in week 1. Last year, both those teams averaged 19 points a game. Look for their end-of-the-year points per game total average to be around 19, a lot closer to 19 than it is 30. So take advantage of those teams regressing back to the mean as they get deeper into the schedule.
Oh, he used regressing to the mean. This is why I love this guy.
You like that, huh?
He's speaking my language here. all right, fatjacksports.com is where you find everything you need. Go on Twitter. You can see him there at Fat Jack Sports. Jack, tell them what they can find there.
Yeah, we're not guessing, brother. I'm telling you, 8-1 last Saturday. It's going to be another big weekend. We were 2-1 with the selections on Sunday. Bases are winning. Go to fatjacksports.com. Enter LA, the promo code LA today. You save 20% off any package. That makes it about $50 a week through the Super Bowl to make money betting on sports. The picture, text to your cell phone. They're emailed to you. Apply common sense, ask the hard questions when you go to my website, and then get signed up and get those plays, text your cell phone or email to you, and watch those results be posted at the results tab and watch your bankroll go up at fatjacksports.com.
Brother, always appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Guys, have a great weekend. I'll see you soon.
All you right. too. Take care.
There he is. Fat Jack.
Yeah, Fat Jack at fatjacksports.com and, of course, on Twitter at Fat Jack Sports. Hey, real quick, I want to. I promised that we'd give this stuff away here. So we've been talking about passes, the behind-the-scenes tour of SoFi Stadium, exclusive look at the premium suites, interview rooms, run through the tunnel, all that stuff. Caller number 7 right now at 877-710-ESPN.
Caller Sam.
877-710-3776 wins the passes, a 4-pack of passes for the tour at SoFi Stadium. The most beautiful, the greatest stadium in the entire world is in your backyard, and you'll get a chance to see it. Caller 7 right now, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776.
And of course, as always, just wanted to let everybody know that Fat Jack Sports is a paid interview. But go to fatjacksports.com for your picks.
There you have it. All right, coming up next, Cappy, big deal or no deal? Hey, Kang, next.
Thanks, Christopher. Just reading your text, sorry.
I was.
Anything interesting?
Tell him he needs to be in here for
He wanted us to play more off the Ireland thing, but the problem is we went into a guest. We missed it the first time because you and I were talking
right
in the break. And then the second time, it was leading into a guest, so it makes it more challenging. So he said it needs to be before that, and that sucked, but you tried. Thanks.
Have you talked to Chris about live imaging Monday? Hashtag Lim.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be here Monday and Thursday next week, Chris.
Hashtag Lim.
Yeah. Mateo's birthday's on Tuesday. I can't be here on Tuesday, bro. I'm just saying. Like, I can't miss.
How old is he going to be?
4.
Happy early birthday.
That's a great age. It's like the best age for kids. Like 3, 4.
Yeah.
When they're starting to get their little personalities.
He's apparently playing volleyball now. My daughter's at her volleyball camp. Like practice, and he's now playing volleyball too.
That's awesome.
What kid loves sports, man.
Like, what position does she play?
I don't know. They're just teaching them. They have no idea what they're doing. They have no idea.
What's the one position where the person wears the different color jersey?
The setter.
Oh, not the bolero.
The bolero.
Yeah, is that not the name of it?
Setter.
No, a setter.
Really? Is bolero not a phrase in volleyball?
I'm not familiar with it. I mean, I'm not a huge volleyball person. Like, I know, like, beach volleyball, but I don't know, like, team volleyball.
I thought that in the 6-person game, there's, like, a person that's wearing a different colored jersey, and they're called the bolero.
You mean libero.
Yes, that's what I mean.
Okay.
You were way off.
Well, I wasn't way off. I was very close. Valero, bolero, libero. Both of you guys, you're like setter. You guys are like, I never heard of that.
Well, but I had no idea what you were talking about.
Bolero and libero are pretty close. Come on.
Yeah.
Arrow? No.
Libero.
I was going to think of something. Never mind.
The libero is like a defensive specialist, basically. Ah, okay. Yes. So, but when you said bolero, I'm like, what the hell is that?
It's a gas station.
Yeah.
That's Valero.
Yeah.
That is Valero.
Valero.
Yeah, that too.
Valero.
Yeah.
All right. Big deal or no deal? Take it away, Lindsay.
Thanks, Sedano. Super excited. So Steph Curry is reportedly on the verge of signing a lucrative lifetime contract with Under Armour. The deal could potentially net the four-time NBA champion more than $1 billion.
Really?
According to reports, yes. The lifetime contract will also include Curry receiving his own subsidiary brand similar to Nike's groundbreaking deal with Michael Jordan, the whole Jordan brand. So is this a big deal or no deal, Cappy?
It's a huge deal. I mean, it really is. Because when you think about the number of billion, it's not just the money. You're talking about like a lifetime deal, which... To me, it's exactly what you just said about the Jordan brand. You know, this is now, hey, we're going to build this brand while you're still playing, but long after you're done playing, you're going to be considered such a legend in the game that kids are going to always want to have the Steph Curry.
Steph Curry changed the game.
Yeah. So, and it's also, by the way, forget about just Steph for a second. It's also a monster deal for Under Armour.
Yeah.
Because Under Armour had that period of time where they were really coming up.
Yeah.
And they looked like they were battling for market share.
And then they plateaued.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you got a star like Steph Curry, it's beyond his playing years.
Yeah.
That's a really...
Good for him.
That's really cool. Well, good for both.
Yeah. Good for him too, though. All right. What's next, Linz? Yeah, I think big deal. Yes. I would agree with Cappy. Go ahead. Sorry.
$1 billion.
Yeah. By the way, Chris says he can't do Lim because it's his birthday. Happy birthday, Chris. And he's having dinner with Tommy. Shouts out to you. Justin and Sam.
So. Did you see the social media post of Chris and Greg Bergman and how Saturday at the Sunset
Room? The
birthday
party at the Sunset Room. And right. Chris's picture's huge. You're and right. Greg and Bergman looks like mini-me.
Way in the background. Like it's really Chris's birthday, but we've invited Greg because it was his birthday, too.
Yeah.
It was really funny.
I said it was mini-Greg because Chris they wanted me to be part of the birthday celebration, and I said, I cannot commit to that date because I don't know if I'm going to be able to go, so take me off the flyer. And I said, but you should just keep Big Chris and Mini Greg on there because it's way funnier
with
like a giant
funny
photo of Chris, and then Greg's like in the background, and Greg's like, oh no, they're fixing it. We're going to be the same size. Apparently they didn't fix it.
Yeah, sorry, Greg.
Poor Greg.
Although Greg did get the TV on, dude.
He knows how to do everything.
As much as I made fun of Greg recently, today he gets a mulligan.
By the way, did the other stream hold up that I got for you?
Yeah, it's still working. One? Yeah, it's just perfect. So like I can watch this, and it's almost like watching a replay.
Yeah. All right, so next one. In a recent interview with Barstool Sports, Chad Ochocinco revealed that he thinks his choice of food is affecting his love life. So
McDonald's and Starbucks
exactly
all the time?
Exactly. Yeah. So in this video, he's like sitting there smoking a cigar, sitting in his kitchen wearing a robe.
Yeah.
And he said, quote, McDonald's, it's been a staple of mine for the last 15, 16, 17 years.
Yeah.
Number one, extra cheese, no onions, Coke, no ice. Big Mac. I'm so cheap, that's one of the reasons I can't keep a woman.
He is cheap, but he's also not cheap. I've known Chad for a very long time. Like, he and I are cool. I was at a restaurant once. He did not know. I didn't know he was, like, we were there, right?
Was it McDonald's?
No, like, a real restaurant. Like a fancy restaurant. Mm-hmm. Fancy-ish, I would say.
Okay.
And he bought the entire place. He bought their meals. And I walked up to him. He's like, oh, I didn't know you were here. I wouldn't have bought it.
Funny.
And when he was a player in Cincinnati, I remember on Twitter, he used to like buy out movie theaters and just say, anybody who wants to show up, there's 100 seats, go and watch like whatever movie. So he's cheap for some stuff.
But you're saying that he says that because he eats so much McDonald's that that's affecting his love life?
Right, that he's he may have to fake it like you.
So, So at the end of it, he says that he also has his dates play him for, they play Uno, and the loser has to cover the bill.
Oh.
So, you know, like you said, he's making fun of himself for being cheap, whatever. So I was just going to ask you guys if this was a big deal or no deal.
Nah, no deal. Damn it, this freaking microphone.
You should get Greg to get in here and fix it.
Yeah, Greg, why don't you fix this too? Well, I feel like I had to just switch the way the microphone works because the way Mason had it just doesn't help with my ergonomically fit chair that we have here. But, yeah, I don't know. No deal for me. Chad is just like a character. He's like a fun dude.
It is no deal, but I do understand because if you were dating and you were like, hey, baby, let's go out for dinner. And she's like, okay, where are we going? You're like, my favorite spot, McDonald's. She's like, no, I don't want to go to McDonald's.
Hey, KYP, know your personnel, bro.
We talked about this yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
The double cheeseburger at McDonald's.
Yeah.
It's amazing because no one ever orders it. So when you get it, it's super hot. And there's like a little greasiness to it that's really good. And you can crush them. They're so crushable.
Yeah. Did you know that Chad, you know that Chad went to junior college here in LA, right?
I did know that.
Yeah, Santa Monica.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. And his daughter, I believe, was running track. I think she might have ran track. Was it UCLA? It was one of the UC schools.
Cracks me up that he's still kind of relevant, you know, because his playing career is like long over.
Right, but he's like such a big force on social media. He's a personality, yeah.
He'll post all or other people because he doesn't usually post it. He'll post huge tips.
Huge what?
Tips.
With a P.
Oh, I didn't know what you said.
You know, a couple years ago when ESPN Deportes had the Super Bowl, he did the coverage in Spanish.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he speaks okay.
Was he good?
I mean, it was his second language that he barely knows, right? That he knows very little of. Like, he knows enough to get by.
You think I could do the ESPN Deportes NFL Super Bowl? You don't think so? No? No?
No, not really.
How about if it was like 7-3?
Okay.
The score is now 7-3.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty good.
Do you know what shotgun formation is in Spanish?
Si.
What?
Shotgun formation?
Yeah.
It is, isn't it?
No.
Because there's no Spanish words for shotgun formation.
Formación escopeta.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, I forgot that one.
Yeah.
I'll brush up before the Super Bowl.
Many, many years ago, I did a SAP broadcast. SAP?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Spanish language alternative, whatever. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And so I call the guy who does football games in Spanish, and I only did it for like a couple of preseason games. I was like, nah, man, this is too much. But we had a blast. So basically, I told all the people that back then when I was doing a radio show somewhere else, I told them just listen to the SAP broadcast, and people were listening and like tripping out because we would just like have inside jokes too on top of everything else.
Yeah, do you think you could do it? I mean, you could not just sit down and call a football game in
maybe
Spanish?
Maybe football, because it's a little more methodical. You know, on TV, and it's TV, so you don't have to be so descriptive. But I don't think I could do basketball in Spanish. There's too much motion going on. Maybe baseball.
But you don't know the...
But here's the thing. My people already get typecasted having to do it in Spanish all the time. I am not doing bleep in Spanish anymore.
Really?
Never again. I 99.9% of my work has been in English. And I want to keep it that way because I want the next generation of Latinos not to have to be pigeonholed into doing deportes.
Huh.
It's the truth.
But you don't think you can call the game in Spanish? You don't. Is it that you don't know
game?
Spanish well enough, or you don't know
well,
the game how to translate
the lingo
yeah.
in Spanish as well? That's the, it's not the. I know the action. I know the words I would need to. It's just the lingo, the sports lingo that you all would need. So
I could do it in Hebrew.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I can't.
Yeah.
Call a game right now.
Lying again.
I don't know about lying.
You did lie.
That's
I didn't
a lie.
Why is it a lie?
Because
you said something that wasn't true.
Yes.
Well, I guess okay, I'll work on it then. How about that?
Okay, that's better.
Thank you. Wow, everybody's so
one play,
so,
Cap.
So
let's
like...
just get one play, you know?
All right, that is Big Deal or No Deal.
That's it? We're done?
Yeah. It's 6:44, bro.
Oh, man. Second half's about to start.
Each and every day at 6:30-ish. 6:30 adjacent. I'm mad at you.
Two-pack.
Poor Mason. He'll never live that down.
Can I get a two-pack over here, please? Let me get a two. Two.
By the way, Beto Duran says that Ocho is doing the World Cup show on Fox with Kate Abdo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so there you go. Oh, he's a huge soccer guy.
Yeah, I remember he was into soccer and into trying to kick field goals, too, in the NFL.
Yeah, he was trying to be Justin Reed, the kid from the
Dude, that guy. That guy's amazing.
Yeah.
Justin Reed, is he a safety for the Chiefs?
Mm-hmm. And he's 42.
And he's a kickoff guy who can put the ball through the uprights, like 75-yard kickoffs.
Yeah, he's insane.
Incredible. By the way,
still 10-7 in this one, and the Chargers get the ball first.
I think that we did shame John Ireland into not playing sound for us.
Well, he did play the Utah naked girl thing, which I thought was funny.
Which was fine, yeah. As long as it's
but
not
he couldn't
like,
help himself. We did do half the crosstalk with no sports.
Right.
But he got some sports in there.
Yeah, but still, I mean, after what he did to us yesterday with the whole Adam Silver,
oh my God,
like heavy stuff, we're like, dude, we're not
into
that.
He does that every day, too. It's like he takes the most controversial or serious topic, and he's like, I want to ask you guys about this, and like lays it on you like thick right to start the show.
John, what in your mind makes you think that Cappy and I are doing outside the lines here?
Okay. You know? Ramona
we're
was
not
saying,
Bob Lee. You know?
Ramona said her first day back.
I'm not Jeremy Schapp over here.
Yeah. He was asking her about like Deshaun Watson and all this stuff, and she's just like, this is my first day back. This is kind of serious. It's kind of heavy. Can we lighten it up a little?
Yeah. Although I do love the general Bob Lee, but that's one of those guys when I first got to ESPN, you see him, you're like, whoa, what's up, Bob Lee?
Yeah, because he's been there like from the very beginning.
Him and Boomer, Stuart Scott, I was there in those years. He was still around. May he rest in peace. Those are like the first year in Bristol was cool. Like it was just everything was the new car smell.
What year is that?
2013.
2013.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just thinking about what year it is. Okay, 2022.
And then I got here in 2016.
I never know the date. Like I never know what the date is. Like I normally think I know the day of the week.
Yeah.
But I never know the date. Like for example, this morning, my father calls me.
Yeah.
And he said,
"How are you?"
Yeah, he didn't say that, but this is what he said. He said, "Do you know what today is?" And I said, "I think it's Thursday." And he said, "Do you know what the date is today?" And
Was he calling you to tell you that the LAFC tied against the Minnesota United?
He did not tell me that, but I knew that.
Okay.
So my dad calls me this morning, and here's what he tells me. He goes, "Do you know what today's date is?" And I said, "No."
It would be funny if your dad was watching the LAFC Minnesota United match.
He's like, "The reason I'm asking is because I was watching the LAFC on ESPN 710.
Yeah.
So I look at my watch.
Yeah.
You know, and I see that today is September 15th.
Yeah.
And then it occurs to me why he asks me that question.
Right.
Because today my parents celebrated. You ready for this?
Wow. Let me guess.
Yeah.
You are 52, I'm going to say 55 years of marriage.
You're very close. 54.
Okay.
Okay? So my parents married 54 years. Yeah. Now, here's what I say
to my
dad.
They only waited 2 years to have you?
But wait, listen.
That was really like a year and change.
You got
to
hear this,
they needed
though.
To live it up more.
Yeah.
Well, no doubt. But listen to this. Well, at the
you
time.
You an accident?
No. maybe. I guess maybe. Maybe. But wait, you guys are going to hear. This is crazy. So I say to my father, I go, wait, you guys have been married 54 years.
Yeah.
I said, "Dad, how old are you?" My father is 74.
Yeah.
My mother is 73.
Right.
My parents got married
at 20 and 19.
20 and 19.
But that's what people did back then.
Yes. If my 20-year-old daughter came to me and said, "Dad,
I'm getting married,"
I'd be like, "No,
yeah,
no,
no,
you're not,
no
right.
chance."
If my other daughter came to me and said, "Hey, King, I want to get married," I'd be like, "No, Queen, you're not getting married."
Yeah.
And if your boyfriend comes over here and tries to ask for your hand in marriage, I might Game of Thrones his hand.
Yeah.
Okay.
By the way, have you noticed that the King is losing fingers in Game of Thrones?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you haven't noticed that?
No,
dude, he's got lesions all over his body. He's got like some like.
Oh, right. They are always
the
working on
the maesters are working on his body because, yeah. You know, he's got, like, flesh-eating disease or something.
Have they, like, explained that?
Go look at one of his hands. One of his hands is missing the ring finger and the pinky.
Really?
Yeah.
So is that something you're picking up on, like, the podcast after the show?
No, I noticed it on the TV.
Yeah,
I love the podcast, though. Jason Concepcion, my guy.
Speaking of weird fingers, have you seen, because there's been so much coverage Elizabeth's death.
Yeah.
Have you seen Prince Charles's fingers?
No.
Oh, my God. They're making, like, a whole big deal about it on social media and on the internet. I guess, like, Prince Charles has these super fat, like, hot dog fingers.
Oh, yeah? Like sausage fingers?
Yeah. Like, you should look them up. They're, like, these big... weird looking.
If you start to type in his name, that will finish. It'll fill out the like autofill.
Prince
out.
Charles fingers.
Yeah.
Prince Charles.
It's the second
fingers.
Thing that comes
yep.
up.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Just by the way, getting married today at 20 years
no.
old and 19 years old.
Dude, I got married. How old was I? I got married. I was 34 years old, and honestly. Even at 34, like, I felt like maybe I was mature enough, you know what I mean? But anything well before 30, there's no chance I would have been mature enough to be married.
I would say to guys today, I say, hey, fellas, and this is to the guys. Guys, wait till you're 45.
Oh, my God, his hands really are swollen.
Aren't they gigantic?
Yeah, they're swollen, though.
Right.
That's
they're
a problem. Don't make fun of him. He probably has, like, water retention problems, you know?
I don't know.
Butcher trolls King Charles by selling sausage fingers and says, I'm going to hell.
Now I am too. I left.
Yeah. So anyway, where were we? 20 years old, 19
yeah, 20,
years old.
Hey,
married.
King, I'm getting married.
No, hey, no. Queen, you're not getting married.
Right.
20 and 19.
Janice,
years.
You couldn't get married at 20. You couldn't have gotten married at 20 years old, right? No way.
I wanted to. I thought I was going to.
Really?
I thought, yeah. When I was in high school, I started dating my boyfriend when I was 15, and all I wanted to do was get married and have a whole bunch of kids right afterwards.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell nah. Oh, hell nah.
My girl washed her hair.
Hell nah.
What's funny is, like, I feel like I'm extremely lucky that it didn't turn out
right.
that way,
yeah.
and he ended up, you know, marrying his sister's best friend.
Oh, I
and
thought
now
you were
going like, to
say he married his sister. Go ahead.
You know,
that would have been
friend.
Really
that
weird.
That would have been weird.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I was like, I can't imagine if that was my life now because I don't even want kids.
Right.
There I can't imagine if
and
I had
by
four
the way,
kids at that age.
It's good that that didn't happen to you because not everyone should have kids, to be
right.
honest with you.
I don't think I should have yeah. kids. Just dogs.
Guys, I'm telling you right now, if I could do it all over again, I wait till I'm 45 years old to get married. Seriously.
Like Derek Jeter?
To well, Rachel?
Well, no. I would marry somebody like, I'd be 45.
Well, but then you wouldn't have the queen and, you know.
True. Yeah.
The
true,
queens
but,
and kings.
Right, but I'd be 45 and my wife would be like 27.
You'd be like
yeah.
Leo.
Yeah, right.
Because you think you're
right.
like Leo.
Right, my wife would be like 27.
Yeah.
I'd be 45.
Be like, hey, honey, you know what side it is?
Yeah, I've already got money in the bank.
Money.
Yeah. I got money in the bank.
Yeah.
I got
you wouldn't
boat.
Have lost the money in the divorce.
Right. And I also wouldn't have lost the money in the stock market.
And
I
mean, the kids.
I would have money in the bank.
Yeah.
I'd be 45.
You
I'd
could
be
still have kids.
Secure.
You'd be the old guy.
Right, well, but if 45.
But you don't want to be the old guy at the graduation, do
well,
you?
Well, but I got friends of mine now that are in their 50s.
Because I look at it this way. Mateo will graduate high school when I or go head off to college when I'm 59. But I'm youthful looking, so I feel like 59, I'll still look all right.
I got a buddy of mine who's 57.
Keeping jeans.
His wife is 31-ish, and they just had a baby who's now like 2, and they're getting ready to have another one.
Yeah.
And so I got another buddy of mine who's 51, and he's got a 4-year-old kid. And so, listen, I think 45 is the right age for dudes.
My uncle said that he's going to be like 65 when his daughter graduates.
I mean, 59 for me, when my youngest graduates. So, all right. So here's the deal. Before we go, I got to tell you one more thing. Hey, King.
Yes, Queen.
Great job.
Hey, tomorrow, Lindsay, I'm going to go try out that taco place in Cleveland that you say is better than all the taco places in L.A.
Well, if you play your cards right, I might have them delivered to you.
Ooh,
there you go.
I'm going to play my cards right.
Excellent work, Lindsay and Laura. Janice, thanks for hanging out. It's always nice to see you. Christopher, great job from afar. We will talk to you mañana. All right? Enjoy the rest of the football game. See you.